There's an opinion that holds that even though they light for him at home, until now the Mechaber seemed to paskin that once they light for one at home, he's not mechuyav to make his own hadlaka. But here, in a place he won't see any candles at all, he's in a place of his own goyim, then he should light so that should anybody be able to have what to see. Kechayel Rusaneir, the Ramos says. Vechei Noigim, the Ramos says the minig. Afilu imu eitzel yehuzim v'roi neiris imu eitzel hafim alatzel hafim v'pnei yatsim v'madlik imu v'or chaleim v'chei noikim. There's also a minute that if he wants to be machman himself and light, you know, it's even though they're lighting for him at home, so mitzadah then he's here to a bear. But according to this opinion, if he wants dafka to be machmer and light independently, then he is allowed to do so. And he should have in mind from before the night that he doesn't want to be yoyser with his wife's hadlok. The Maise, the Ramosa, the Minig is to rely on this, which means that once again, before nightfall, say, I don't want to be yotze with my wife's hadlokah, and then he lights his own. But the Mishabru brings that there are places that say that it doesn't help to make this statement, I don't want to be yotze with my wife, because automatically he's yotze with his wife. And therefore, it's better he should not make a bracha on his own candles. And he says, the best way to do it would be is if he's by somebody else, like we said before, have in mind to be yotze with other princes of bracha, and then he gets out of the problem of bracha latolo. He gives another eitzah that he should make sure that he lights before his wife. So at the time he lit, he's not yotze with his wife's hadlaka.